clear their airways for the big broadcast. It's time for HempRadio.com, your source for everything hemp and cannabis. With your host, Patty Cakes, the queen of cannabis.
Hey, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, and we are... Who is making that noise on the show? I'm crazy. Elliot.
What noise?
What did I tell you?
You said don't touch the table. Okay. I haven't touched the table yet.
Okay.
You said stay off your phone. I'm not on my phone.
Just checking. Anyway, welcome to Hemp Radio. It's Patty Cakes, the Queen of Cannabis, and I'm here with my buds. And we're in a different location today because our set was taken to New York. And it's a business event. It's a CWs, yeah, it's a cannabis expo in New York, which is going to be really, really fabulous because in New York, they wear suits. Different ball game. I'll be real excited when they come back because I want to hear all about it, the event. Anyway, I'm here with Elliot. How you doing?
You know what? I heard Al Sharpton is one of the speakers at that event. I wish I was able to be there.
He's an idiot. Why would you want to hear him speak?
He's very smart.
He is a shitster.
You know me.
He's
and
a
you
shitster.
Can go back no. and forth on politics. So
Al
skip.
Sharpton gets up there, and he's like a fire. He's like an ambulance chaser.
Hey, in the African American community, Al Sharpton has done great.
What has he done for you?
What do you mean?
What has he done?
He advocates for me.
But what has he done? What have you gotten?
Civil rights.
What do you mean? I don't have
civil rights, and I'm a woman.
Movement,
just like we are advocates for the cannabis community.
Good.
Yes,
okay.
We're the same thing.
I don't.
People would say, "What have you guys done? And what do you mean? We do this radio show every week."
If your claim to fame is Al Sharpton,
I'm so scared. No, that's one of my claims to
I'm
fame.
You're allowed to laugh.
It's one of my claims
you
to fame.
You are. I'm so scared. Am I talking too loud?
Like Barack Obama. He's like my idol.
Anyway, Steve is with us. Hi, Steve. Steve is our
sound engineer.
It's so weird because I don't have headsets on today. But you got to talk in here if you're going to talk. You can't, because I can't hear anything, so I don't know what it sounds like. Okay. Anyway, and we have our special guests. We have Brian Eaton of All Green USA.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to be here.
Is that what I said? Did I say it right? All Green USA?
You said it right, Patty.
And, you know, Randy?
Yes, Randy Hossauer, also of All Green USA.
Randy Halshauer? Is that what your name was?
Pretty close.
Pretty
Hossauer.
You got to change it. How about if I call you Randy H?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, good. And, but first, before we get started and talk about All Green USA, we're going to talk about some local news. Well, not local news, what's happening in the news today. I turned on my computer, and the first thing I saw was Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to prosecute medical marijuana providers. Sessions wants Congress to undo medical marijuana protection that have been in place since 2014. What do we think?
So what happens in California and Colorado?
Well,
Oregon, Washington.
I don't know. I mean,
no, but that could be applied to states that aren't doing medical programs or don't have legality in their states, right?
No, he wants to undo everything that was done. He's saying, "Fuck you, we're not having marijuana because we hate it, and anybody that smokes it, they're evil people." Oh, this is go back and read, listen to what he said years ago. Jeff Sessions is like a Hitler. He's evil. He's a bad person.
It'll never work.
It'll
never work. Just
know.
Like they're not going to get rid of our health care. They can talk and talk and talk, but it's not going to work.
He said he believes that marijuana is only slightly less off. What are you doing?
I'm just making fun of his face.
Sounds like a
Reefer Madness. Wait, only slightly less awful than heroin. He's a moron. See, when you say stuff like that, that tells me that you are not doing your research. And people in positions like attorney generals, before they open their stupid mouths and spout shit, they should be doing their research. He probably has no idea what he's talking about and what he's proven it to us because what he's saying is so untrue. So, I mean, how do we allow that to keep happening? That's what I can't understand.
Just keep talking the truth.
Patty, I used to have the same opinion as Jeff Sessions.
Oh.
However.
Randy, I want to hear about it.
So, I was in law enforcement for almost 29 years. And
where?
In Long Beach. Long Beach, California.
You were like a police officer for the city of Long Beach.
That's correct.
Got it.
So, you know what? I grew up with the reefer madness mentality.
And look at you now. You're all green. I love you.
Well, there's a reason for it. You know what? I experienced some personal tragedy in my life.
I'm sorry.
One of my family members died of an OxyContin overdose. I do know several people that are addicted to prescription opiates.
Yep.
And
that
are in public safety. I know I have family members who have battled cancer to various degrees. And you know what? I know people that have seizures. The CBD oils knock that out.
I love you.
When I was asked to get into the security part of this industry, I hesitated for a little while, and I told my friend, my partner now, that I would have to do a little research to make sure it was in alignment with my value system.
Oh.
So as I
can you imagine what he thinks of me, Steve? I'm scared. Go ahead.
As I started to do the research, it became abundantly clear to me that cannabis and hemp are real medicine. They're real alternative medicines, and it's an absolute shame that our government has demonized cannabis and hemp to the extent where it's preventing people from getting the things that will keep them alive and really focus on their problems. So I had, in fact, my friends kid me about it. I call it a big paradigm shift. So when they see me, they say, oh, it's the paradigm shift guy.
Now, I love you. I like you more now than I did when I met you yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Anyway, 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Thank you. That was so, that was great that you said that. And it's so important to hear. You had that mentality. Don't you think that if Jeff Sessions he had the same mentality that you did. If he went through that, do you think he'd feel the way that you did?
Well, I would like to think that he would. I mean, you have to be objective about it. And, you know, for me, besides the examples I gave you, I also looked at some of the research that was being done worldwide. And quite frankly, the research in Israel is phenomenal. And, you know what, if people, you know, paid attention and really delved into it, you know what, they would see what a huge benefit this is, not just for medicine, but several other things too. I mean, I was amazed what I found out about hemp and hemp clothing.
Oh my
God,
I love you.
All of those things.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely a proponent. In fact, I was part of Long Beach Measure MM.
Oh, good.
That, and I was on, you know, the pamphlets that go along with the voting material.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the pamphlet as a proponent.
Now, are you still in contact with your cop buddies? Because cops don't, or did they sort of like say, I don't want to talk to him anymore because he's with those goofy people?
No, actually, Patty, I expected a lot of negative pushback. But the reality is, I think I only had two people say that. Part of it was I wanted to put a professional face on the industry, especially in Long Beach, because people that are near and dear to me are there, and they could definitely benefit from the medicinal effects that cannabis has.
You got to know our friend Attorney Steven, huh?
Who?
Attorney Steven. What's his last name?
Oh, Stefan.
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 I do
you know.
You know
Stefan.
He's great. I know Stefan, and I know Pamela. Nice. Epstein,
right,
who he works with.
Right.
In fact, on the security company side of things that I'm involved with, we have written some applications in Long Beach that have been approved. So, yeah,
We're deep into the industry.
Yeah, deep into the industry now. I think that's so great because Long Beach has a history of problems. My friend, the Abrahams, you probably know. He's a fighter, Jeff. I mean, he goes to every council meeting.
And, Jeff Abrams?
Jeff Abrams. The whole family is wonderful because they've had businesses in Long Beach for years and years and years. So now they're on their way because you're getting dispensaries now, and right, in Long Beach.
Yeah, I think initially there'll be 18 of them. There could be as many as 32. So right now, on the security side of things, we're also getting ramped up for cultivation and manufacturing.
Okay, this is what I want to ask from a perspective of a person who you are, okay? I want to do a hemp radio boutique and cafe. I'm not selling anything there, but you can come and medicate if you want. You can come and eat your edibles, and you can come and vape, and you can come and smoke pot. I'm not selling anything.
Not coffee?
Well, real coffee and hemp.
Nothing medical.
It'll be not medical marijuana. It'll be like a lounge. But it'll be events going on and stuff like that. I don't want to sell shit. I just want to have a place. You know how many back alleys I smoke pot in? Look at me. I'm old. Still smoking in back alleys.
Today?
Today what? Today I'm old?
This morning?
Smoking in back alleys before we came in here to record.
Yeah. Hello? I was in my car.
So is the pot free at the boutique?
No, you bring your own. That way, she's not liable.
I'm not liable.
You know what, Patty? I'm a member of a couple of cigar clubs.
Same thing. It's a cigar club.
And I do like that model. Of course, you know what? When it comes down to it, let's talk. When it comes down to it.
And he's serious, Patty.
At the end of the day, you know what? I would still be concerned about, you know, the other things about driving under the influence, et cetera.
Read the study they did in Colorado. People that smoke pot are much better drivers than people that don't.
Well, the other side of it, in my career, Patty, I can tell you, those people that I did encounter that were under the influence were also under the influence of alcohol at the same time.
Right.
And overwhelmingly.
And you're right. I don't want anybody with anything, you know, any kind of substance that's going to hurt them. Or hurt somebody else in their bodies when they're driving.
Right. Okay? So, you know what? With Lyft and Uber these days, there's no reason to take any chances. There are several other alternatives. So, yeah. Hey, let's talk about a lounge.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm a fabulous baker and a cook. And I would love to serve, like, my beautiful brownies and muffins. Not medicated, but real ones. And stuff like that. That's what I make. I'm a baker. And my daughter's a great baker also.
But why couldn't it be a place where it's THC? I mean, isn't that... There's going to be a place where that's going to happen.
When it's ready, we'll do it. I say I'm into taking baby steps. I want a place where basically seniors and veterans can go. This is my goal. I live in Huntington Beach. There's a ban. I'm going to do something about that. That's what I want to do. I mean, that's my biggest thing is I just want a place where I always belong to clubs because I don't want to be made. I mean, I don't go hang in bars. I'm a person that belonged to clubs all my life. Belong to the tennis club, the swim club. This is where my friends go and hang out. Where people go to bars. I don't want to go to a bar. I want to go sit and have a joint and maybe a cup of tea. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want. So that's my goal. Anyway, we really got off track because we were talking about Jeff Sessions and how did we... But it was great with you talking about, you know, your experiences and how you became aware of cannabis and how it affected your life. So that was fabulous to share. And let's hope that Jeff Sessions gets another job. Or I can't say what I really want to say because I was threatened earlier if I said it. So I'm not allowed to say what, shit.
You said that that
you know what I say
the
when
Senate
you, wait
and the Congress find him guilty of colluding with the Russians, and then he has to recuse himself from his position.
What are you talking about, Jeff Sessions?
I'm talking about other ways for him to lose his job other than what you said.
I said I wasn't allowed to say bad things. You know how I said to you, I'll stab you in the eye if you piss me off? I'm not allowed to say that shit.
I know.
But you know it's a joke. People here are pussies. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Nobody in the cannabis industry likes Jeff Sessions. He's sending a message to the black market. He's scaring
you. Black market?
Absolutely.
He said,
he's also scaring small businesses.
No, he said.
But what about the medical market?
He said good people don't
smoke
pot. No, he is a closed-minded idiot that we do not want in control of medical cannabis or cannabis. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and fight some more because I'm real feisty, and I can see I have people to fight with today.
You!
We'll be right back.
Reha.
I'm here with my buds, and we are in the fabulous city of Irvine, okay, today.
Safest city in America.
Woohoo!
It's called the cement, what do they call it?
The concrete jungle?
Yeah, concrete jungle. But we love it here. Thank you. We're so blessed that we have this space.
Let's jungle about Irvine.
You lived here, babe. Okay.
Yeah, it's a safe. That's why I lived here.
Really?
It's the safest city.
And where did you move to?
Well, I live in the Inland Empire now.
Right. Thank you. That's all I'm saying. And we have Steve. Steve, I love you, honey. I wish you had your microphone.
Oh, man.
I know. And we have our special guests.
So special.
When I say special, I mean really special. No.
Special.
Oh,
needs.
Thank you, Al. Thank you so much. We have, what's your last name? Brian?
Eaton.
Eaton.
That's
Randy,
me.
What is your last name?
Hossauer.
Oh, I can't. Randy H.
It's okay. Like house and hour.
Hossauer.
There you go. You got it.
It sounds like how sour. How sour.
He's real sweet, though.
Okay. Hey, tell us about All Green. When Elliot said this, he says, what the hell does this have to do with pot? And I said, they're all green. Who cares? What?
Well, let me revise that. What I said is, when you look at the advertisement, it has a lot of green on it. So it kind of insinuates our industry. But when you go to the website, it doesn't really have anything specified.
Did you get scared? Did you get scared? Were you scared?
No, I was more intrigued by it.
Oh.
Well, green is undoubtedly the top positive buzzword on the entire planet, whether technology, money, growth, sustainability, or the recent emergence.
Or saving our planet.
Saving our planet, yeah, green energy, all that stuff.
We're not going to be here. Who cares?
I thought that's maybe what you guys were into also, like renewable type things. And
we're into green, and again, green's the top positive buzzword on the planet, and the recent emergence of the cannabis industries is all green. So we provide business growth solutions to all small businesses, and cannabis is one of our target verticals, and a host of different solutions for them, from helping them obtain capital resources, building a strong brand with the proper assets, messages, security solutions for the industry, licensing, expert consulting. And just excited to be here with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're always I was excited because you were from Irvine and you were local.
I'm from Irvine.
Are you really from here?
I'm not from here. I'm from Villa Park. It was known as Vanilla Park when
I
grew up there back in the day.
Isn't that near Buena Park?
No, it's actually the foothills of Anaheim Hills over there.
That's Buena Park.
Vanilla Park.
Listen, I have no idea. I just know where Huntington Beach is.
Gotcha. You don't leave Huntington Beach,
no,
do you?
No, I don't want to. Randy, where do you live?
You should.
I live in Long Beach.
Oh, okay. You've lived there.
The LBC.
Hey,
Home of Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
my God. Home of Sublime.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my. Move your
chair. I want to give this guy a big old hug. This guy's so cool.
He doesn't know you're gay, though.
I'm not, though.
He's happy. I can tell he's happy. That's cool.
You two are polar opposites. How did you meet?
Actually, we
blind
met,
date?
We met in a mastermind group. So, business-related mastermind group. And
wait a minute. What's a mastermind? Am I missing something?
You ever read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of what Napoleon did back in the day. It's a mastermind group.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about now.
I wouldn't say a
cult. How many members do you have and where do you meet? Are there women?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Oh, there are women.
In the master, how do you know about the mastermind group?
I did a lot of research because it intrigued me years ago. I was approached.
Is it like the Church of Scientology?
No.
What is it?
No secret handshake. It's just, you know, like-minded people that are interested in business and success and
where do
making
you meet
the world
now?
A better place. Generally in Newport Beach or Costa Mesa. You know, there's mastermind groups everywhere.
What's the criteria?
You have to be invited. Would you like to come?
Oh, I want to come and check it out because Newport Beach needs to be educated as far as cannabis. I went to one of the meetings there and straightened them out. They were great. I spoke with the police chief and I spoke with the city attorney.
Was it Chief Jeff Johnson?
No.
He's the former chief. I used to work with him at Long Beach.
The other guy is young, kind of cute.
How long ago was it?
This was 3 months ago, 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay.
I forget his name. He was Lewis. Was it Chief Lewis or the city attorney? His name was Lewis, I think. I don't know. But what they did was a group in Newport Beach, Speak Up Newport. People wanted to know about the new Prop 64 or the initiative, whatever it was. And they had a meeting, and the police chief, he was very nice. And he gave this, it was like textbook, read what it was. And then he gave statistics about pot that were all wrong. I called Diane Goldstein immediately, and she knew exactly where he got them. From this place in Colorado, I forget the name of it, and she says that's where they get all their information, because it was reversed. He said 40%, crimes have gone up 40%, accidents have gone up 40%. It was 40% they went down. So they reversed everything. So they're giving everybody wrong information. So I said, pardon me.
There's a lot of misinformation in this industry going around, right, Pat?
Yeah. It's so sad, because what really pisses me off, there's seniors and there's veterans that need medicine that can't get them. And that's my thing. In Huntington Beach and Newport Beach, which has the biggest concentration of seniors, they don't take care of them. There's no place for seniors or vets to get their medicine unless they go to Santa Ana. What if they're homebound?
They're not passing out at Leisure World yet?
I mean,
I was just thinking that.
What?
Leisure World.
But anyhow, I'm off on a tangent. I'm so sorry. So, All Green. So you fund, you brand, you market, and hopefully they'll grow.
There you go.
So have you had, it says corporate packages for all products and services. Have you had a lot of cannabis clients? I mean, have you?
We're branding a CBD client right now. We have a marijuana security company that we're rebranding for right now for the cannabis industry. And yeah, we work with a number of different cannabis companies, at early phase or existing businesses that are seeking growth.
Okay. So they came to you and they say, we want to grow. How can you help us grow?
A lot of people want to get into this industry. Oh,
Do they get a loan?
Sometimes. Not all businesses would qualify for a loan. Some have assets. We look at different, types of funding programs. We have some equity investors for specific types of projects, but there's a lot of people out there trying to get into this industry right now.
Oh, right.
Don't know exactly what they're doing or what they want to do or where to go.
Right. And there's people with money.
Absolutely. That there's people with money out there. They don't need any type of funding, but they just don't know what they're doing in this space. They need help with licensing, security plans, packaging.
Now, are you up to date on all the laws as far as the packaging and all the new laws that they're putting out for you have to be on target in, what is it, January of 2018? Is that when they all are?
Or do you have clients up in Northern California? Because all that Northern California law is completely
good question.
Different.
And yeah.
It seems a little bit more legit than SoCal as far as their packaging and the verbiage and the language.
Really what All Green does is brings on the dream team for your cannabis company to grow. And most people that are just getting into this industry, they don't know where to begin. They're completely out of sequence with their business plan and strategy. So we bring on the top packaging experts, our buddy over at Medical Marrow 411 for consulting, different attorneys that we work with that are specialists in different areas of cannabis law, security plan programs and experts. So
I noticed Randy wanted to jump in there and say something.
Well, I was just going to say that, the local jurisdictions, say the cities, many of them are the ones that currently have the regulations. The state of California has MMRSA, right now, but and they have proposed regulations that are coming up, but they haven't been identified yet. It's almost like all of this is going backwards. They're
why,
not,
Randy?
Well, because people are not on board yet.
Who? Who do we need to get on board? Who do we need to light a fire under?
Well, we kind of had this conversation earlier when we were talking about the Attorney General. You know what? There are many elected officials on both sides of the aisle that support this. I mean, I've had a number of conversations with Congressman Rohrabacher, who's a conservative Republican who supports this industry.
Exactly. Dana, he's been on the show. But I say to him, Dana, you're not doing enough. I'm sorry. Huntington Beach is his district. There's a fucking ban on pot in Huntington Beach. Now, what is he doing? Sorry.
Well, part of it is, Patty, I think it just takes time. And again, what I talked about earlier, putting a professional face on the industry, because, you know, when I talk to my conservative neighbors in Long Beach, their first response back to me was, you know, this is kind of a big joke. Anybody can get a medical card. So they thought that it was just a big facade where people were putting on this deal so they could figure out a way how to go get stoned. And well, it takes people like us out there to.
But isn't it great, Randy, that there's a bar on every corner and at 6 a.m. the locals are there drunk? It doesn't matter. People, that's okay. Or that kids are doing pills, that's okay. But they're worried about pot. Who, by the way, is the safest thing you can put in your body? So I'm a little confused. You need to educate those people in Long Beach because they don't know.
I do, and I have been. So you know what? And that's part of what we do on a daily basis at All Green as well. Because as we talk to business people, some of them are in the industry and some of them are not. But they know that we're a proponent of the industry, and we get many questions from mainstream business people about what's going on and why we're involved. And you know what? You heard my personal story.
Oh, yeah, that was great. I mean, you know, that's something I would like to, you know, tape an interview with you and then just throw it up, because people need to see that. People need to see that there's normal people like you. You were a cop, you know, and you've had these situations that really made you stop and think about what you were really thinking about, and what you were really thinking about wasn't right.
We interviewed the general population for Long Beach Measure MN back in November of last year. And overall, we had really great feedback from just stopping on the street, interviewing people with our videographer, and just asking them about their stance and position on cannabis. So, you know, Randy was actually the one who was interviewing
Long Beach. Oh, and this was when, last year you did this?
Yeah, All Green represented the Long Beach Collective Association, which is there in Long Beach and has been on the front line as a, you know, organization, association pushing through the medicinal marijuana dispensaries in Long Beach, and Randy was the face of the campaign.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
And we won.
Yeah.
So we got dispensaries going online in the next few months here.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you guys going to be working on any other cities around Long Beach or only in Long Beach?
No. Well, our plan is to, you know what, because it's going to branch out. And that's part of what I was talking about, Patty, is that, you know, the success of Long Beach and some of the neighboring cities.
Santa Ana.
Please come to Huntington Beach and help me.
Absolutely. But you know what, this is a dynamic industry, as you know, and it changes on a daily basis.
Right.
It's going to take time. It's going to take some patience. So, you know what, I come from the background of talking people into doing things they didn't want to do.
Oh, good.
And so, you know what, part of it is, you know, it's the old saying, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. So
that when the honey doesn't work, you pour on the vinegar. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be right back with Randy and Brian and Al.
And we're going to do the normal news.
Maybe not.
Can't wait, Patty.
We'll be right back.
Tell me what you really, really want, baby. Let it be on now. And if you think like I'm thinking, then baby, let's lose control. I've been watching you from across the room all night. And I like the way you're digging in the move you moving, baby, then make it all right. Now, if you wanna talk to me after we dance for a minute, I wanna see the way you move, wanna see the way you groove. Now, baby, look. Tiger by the toe. Ooh, if he holler, make him pay. Yeah.
Hey, somebody.
$50 every day. Let's go now, you, me. I know it was from the start to right. So I told you, baby, you and me, we gon' take off to tonight. Come on. Now, baby, look.
We're back, and it's such a fun day we're having in Irvine. And I apologize for how I said that, because every time I come to Irvine, I get lost. Every time.
Patty, have you heard of a GPS?
I haven't. The minute Verizon came out with that, I ran right to the phone store and bought it. I've never been lost. But even with my GPS, I get lost in Irvine. I don't know why. I mean, it's so scary.
I gave you the wrong address last time.
He gave me, so you know, I'm kind of hating on him now. He gave me the wrong address, and then today he gave me this address. And then I said to him, are you sure it's the right address? Because I had the Spilkies. And then he gave me the address, so I pulled up, and I see this big building, and I'm saying, where is he? I got no number. I didn't get anything but the number in the building. So I'm calling him, and I'm saying, why the fuck are you? Because I get crazy.
Is there a cure for the Spilkies? Is that what you said?
The cure for the Spilkies is not letting people make you crazy. That's the cure.
Smoking doobies.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for coming back. Anyhow, thank you for listening, guys. We're so excited. We have like almost 240 shows now.
Oh, we have a lot.
We have a lot of shows. And then Brian told me, well, now you don't. You only have five, because he pulled up something, and he's right. I don't know what he pulled up on iTunes. And I apologize to anybody out there that tried to pull us up on iTunes. We have almost 240 shows. On iTunes, there's five. I'm a technical idiot. I didn't do it. I don't know how to do it. That's all I know.
We're going to get you online, Patty. Don't worry.
Oh, I want to be on
your mind. Life as you know it is about to change.
That's what they all say. You know, I've heard that before. Anyhow,
I've heard that with you before.
Yeah.
All the changes we've gone through.
I have had, and I told this 18 producers, maybe more. Oh, I'm not sure.
We've been in so many locations. We've been in closets. We've been in the back room of a towel store. I mean, we've been in, I can't, you know, anybody that says, hey, we'll give you a home, we're right there.
Yep. Today we're in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing like a throne for the kings and queens of cannabis.
Oh, my God. I love this guy. Anyhow, we were talking about, they're saying that California could be the sanctuary city for marijuana.
State.
I keep saying city. I apologize. I know we're a state. I mean, because we are supposedly protected, that the local police will not work with the feds to go take down any cannabis people.
A lot of tax dollars.
I don't think California wants to work with the feds at all with anything. With healthcare, they said, all right, take a hike.
No, we got our state covered.
You want to cut our funding, we'll figure it out.
Because we have this, people are going to come here because they feel that they're protected.
Who doesn't want to come to California and smoke a little cannabis and go to the beach? Come on.
Yeah, I guess, it doesn't seem like a big deal because you live here. But anyway, we were talking about security, and you guys are international.
We are international, but in the cannabis industry, we're...
National.
National,
because you were telling me earlier that you... tell them what you were telling me about your Colorado client.
Well, it's not actually a client. It's the principal of the business. Abila Security and Investigations is located in Colorado Springs. That's my partner, and... So we've been in the industry about 3 years now.
And with cannabis people.
Exactly.
Okay.
So in Colorado, we do dispensaries as far as the security components. We do grows, and we do manufacturing.
What do you manufacture?
Well, you know, the...
Oh, you grow pot.
Well, the different...
They make the cultivation.
Exactly. Just what Al said. It's the oil. So, well, you know what? Part of it is security, especially with grows and...
Right. Have you had problems? Tell us.
Well, there are problems. There are problems in mainstream business.
Well, there's break-ins everywhere.
But the thing is, that's not the only part of it. You know, and I see this coming to California, too. You know, there's going to be seed to sale issues.
Right, right.
There's going to be several other things. One of the things, though, that I think a lot of the entrepreneurs don't understand is with cultivation and manufacture, there's a huge fire prevention and safety issues that come with that.
I didn't think about that.
So our security company also specializes in that. We do... You know, we have a retired California fire chief who's part of our team. He currently lives in Colorado, but when we go out and do threat, risk, and vulnerability things for different clients, especially on, as I said, on the cultivation and manufacture side, fire is going to be a key component. Could be the difference between getting a license or not getting a license.
I'm not an expert in the security field, but, Abila Security is a client and alliance partner of ours, and I think it's one of the most overlooked components of the cannabis industry is the security side.
Well, I think when people are starting out, unless they're starting out with a lot of money, they don't have money. And I think that's one reason why they don't hire security. They hire a bimbo or some guy that, I don't know, with a security T-shirt on. Because they don't have the money. Because, you know, a lot of people don't have a lot of money starting out.
But you should not get in this industry if you don't have money.
You are literally broke in a closet if you don't have a security guard.
Oh, yeah.
With a gun on their hip nowadays.
Well, you know what? We have a little different approach because security takes on a bunch of different faces. For example, if you're a dispensary, you don't necessarily want to have a security guy that's dressed in BDUs. You know, I jokingly refer to him as black pajamas.
What's BTU?
BDUs. They're like SWAT team guys wear. So part of it is that if you have a dispensary, you want somebody to be an ambassador of your business.
Yes.
You don't want a menacing figure there that's standing there with his arms crossed.
Sumo.
Sumo
wrestler.
Right, that make people uncomfortable when they come into your business. So they become, you know, you want them to be helpful. You want them to assist your clients. But you know what? The reality is let me put it this way. A lot of people, when they think about security, that's what they think about. The reality is the majority of security is electronic stuff. And one of the other components that we look at, anybody who's had a business and has had to deal with OSHA issues and we cover all that too.
Oh, wow.
We do risk, threat, and vulnerability assessments of your business. And as Brian said earlier, it's a collaborative thing that we do with AllGreen. We bring all the best in industry, best practices together. So for lack of a better term, it's kind of a one-stop shop. We really do want our clients to be successful.
And safe.
And that's what these elected officials want too. They want the employees to be safe.
Right.
They want, you know what? They want their community to be safe.
Their children.
Yeah. Children, everything. So, and I could tell you, I was still working and I was a lieutenant at Long Beach PD for a major portion of my career. So I was command staff. You know, when they first opened the first dispensaries in Long Beach many years ago, that's what happened. The security components were not good. They, you know, we had crime-related problems, and the city just said, nope, we're done. Close them all down.
Oh, so that's because they didn't know how to deal with it, number one. It was easy to close them down. But I would think had there been a group of people saying, no, we're going to fix it.
Well, at the end of the day, Patty, is the local jurisdictions get to make the decision.
Yeah.
So it, you know what, and this is true in Colorado. There are some cities and counties in Colorado where none of the industry is legal.
Oh, right. They're banned, just like Huntington Beach and Newport Beach and all those other cities. It's banned. Just because your state says you can have it, your city can say, fuck you, you're not getting it. We don't want this crud in our neighborhood, which is so sad.
No, just the analogy with wet and dry cities in Texas with drinking. You have the wet city where you can go buy alcohol and then three cities.
Oh, you don't
across.
Think the dry cities, those goofs, don't get in the car and go to
the
wet.
They do. But in that city, you can't.
It causes more alcoholism, probably.
So, you know what?
More crime.
Yeah, and so those were the early on concerns with it.
What year was it? Do you remember this?
Well, it was after It was after 215 passed.
Okay, so that was when did 215? I don't even remember when it
passed. It was back in the mid 90s, yeah. I believe. So you know what? There were
96, 97. I'm looking.
Yeah. So there were people that, you know, as soon as 215 passed and they decriminalized it, guys were hanging out a shingle where they were
because
in the business.
There were no rules.
Exactly.
This is what gets me, and all the states do this. You can do it. But we're not going to tell you how. But if you fuck up, we're going to take you down.
But
that's basically what they did.
But see,
they set everybody up to fail.
And that's why we are bringing our experience and our best practices from Colorado here.
Yes.
Because we knew through us working with various clients over there what would put people out of business. You know, what we knew what would cause them to fail. And so part of that program is we're not, we're here, we do your deal, and then we're gone. So we continue to stay on advisors to help them stay in business. For example, in Colorado, you know, each plant is tagged. If that tag is in the dirt, that's a violation, and you could be fined as much as $10,000.
What do you
mean?
Per plant. So they're, you know what? The folks that are running this are very serious about it.
And they're doing it great because people are doing it well and crime has gone down, the accidents. I mean, I read the things that they said and it was like unbelievable.
Well, it was, you know, initially in Colorado, it was the boy that cried wolf. So they go, oh my gosh, if this passes, all these terrible things are going to happen.
Right.
Well, in reality, they didn't. And as some of these smaller cities that really had challenges with the budget started getting this, you know, inflow of cash from the industry, finally they're able to fix the potholes in their streets.
Right.
They're able to spend money on things they were not able to spend money on before.
And nobody's died. I mean, come on.
Well, in my almost 29 years in law enforcement, I never had to fight one person that was stoned.
Right. This is what I always say. If you're a cop, ask a cop where he'd rather go, to a bar fight or a stoner group.
Well, and I could tell you know what? Most police officers, they'll handle every call because they have to. But they don't really want to waste their time dealing with cannabis. Now, we will still have the cartels operating the black market.
Always.
Here. Should, and that's why when you mentioned the sanctuary state earlier, that's why I said it's a double-edged sword. Somebody has to take care of the black market and the bad folks out there.
Right.
So we can't, you know what? There has to be some enforcement somewhere. I was raised this way in law enforcement, and I hope most law enforcement officers share my belief. It's spirit of the law, not letter of the law. So
that's the difference. That's where that some cops don't get that.
Well, most of them do, Patty. Okay. You know what? Like I said, half my career I was in command staff, and you know what? Because I was trained that way, I spent a lot of time, trying to impress the young officers and detectives that worked for me.
Okay.
That, you know what, very seldom are things black and white. Most things are varying shades of gray.
Right.
You have to take all of that into consideration when you make a determination. And you know what, the more we figure out what we have in common, for example, when we were doing MM, you know what, the times I spoke from the stage, I'd ask people, how many people here know somebody that has a prescription drug addiction? Almost every hand goes up. How many people here know somebody that's bad? Every hand goes up. So when people can relate to things personally, it starts to change that perception that they have. And so that's what my hope is. This is not going to change overnight. We have to be diligent about it, and we have to keep moving forward.
And we just have to keep educating people. It's all about educating people because they still have the reefer madness, and it's ingrained. It's just, you think that in this day and age, it wouldn't be as bad, but.
And doctors have been put on a pedestal where they should be worshipped. And you know what, old medicine, and you know, during my research I was talking about earlier, most of the big donors to medical schools are pharmaceutical companies.
Of course.
And of course, it's, you know what, I've been told that pharmaceutical companies are able to have input into the curriculums of what goes on. So you know what, they have a vested interest. So
yeah,
I see that changing now though.
Right. Hey, how can people get you? I mean, you have so much fabulous information. And I mean, you, Randy, I love everything that you've said. And I'm so glad that you've come, that you were able to say that and people can hear it. It's important because you were one of those people that didn't think that it should be. You were a policeman and, you know, you had your rules. But thank you for sharing your story. I really appreciate that. How can people get you? So you can help them.
This is Brian here with allgreenusa.com. And Randy and myself are here to offer any guidance and information that we can. We can be reached at 877-887-GROW. That's 877-887-4769. Thank you.
So thank you so much for being on the show today. Elliot, honey, I'm so sorry that we don't have time for the normal news. But is there anything like real important?
No. Be next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay.
We appreciate you guys being on here with
Patty.
You.
Oh, thank you for allowing us to come in into your space. Steve, I love you. You're the best.
Anytime.
Anyhow, it's been a great day, and we'll see you next week. And on that note, it's time to blow this joint.